Well, you know, we were told that the recruitment to fill the two vacant consultant posts for the chronic pain clinic is actively ongoing. And I pointed out that 8 months ago, in July of last year, we were also told the same thing, that the recruitment to fill the two vacant consultant posts was actively ongoing. And indeed, in September, the former Minister for Health said that recruitment to fill the two vacant consultant posts in the pain clinics was actively ongoing. However, we were also told that the shortlisting for the consultant's position in the service is taking place this week, and that an interview date will be determined following the shortlisting process. So that's positive. However, you know, the pain clinic in the hospital, it's a vital service. It was the only public pain clinic in the Northwest which provided a service for people from Sligo and Leitrim, Donegal, and indeed other parts of the region. And unfortunately, the management of the hospital closed the clinic in June of last year when the two consultants who had been providing the pain service both moved to new hospitals, to new roles in other hospitals. And in the intervening period, patients have to do without this service or travel to attend pain clinics elsewhere. It's unacceptable, but some progress has been made.
Do you have faith in that progress being made, Councillor Bree, in terms of the shortlisting for the position? Will that be done at pace, do you believe? Or judging by the fact that this or these two positions have been vacant for almost a year now, would it not lead you to have some doubts?
I have a concern. I suppose members of the forum from the Sligo region and would have a concern, because like going right back to June of last year, no explanation was ever provided as to why the appropriate recruitment process didn't commence as soon as the hospital management became aware of the plans that the two consultants who were there were planning to move to other hospitals. It was our view that that process should have commenced immediately. However, given the urgent need to provide this service in the hospital, I would now expect that the interviews will be held before the end of April, and I confirmed yesterday that I would be again raising the matter at the next meeting of the forum.